Blog Talk Radio.
Off on another tarot today live. That's right, we are live and simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio through the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and we are video streaming on YouTube, folks. Hey everybody.
Everybody.
Okay,
here we are. Hey, Dax. I'm Mary.
I've got an error message here on the YouTube stream, so something might have happened, but I don't know what. This is the first time this has ever happened. So we're going to let me end the stream here and see if I can relaunch the stream. Boy, that is just – that is weird.
Bizarre.
I don't know what's going on here.
My God, it's like Ron DeSantis trying to launch his campaign. Technical difficulty.
Oh, my God. Wasn't that crazy?
It was hilarious. I think it was hilarious that, my gosh, it makes Twitter look like what happened, you know? Did they forget how to do tech? You know, did they fire too many people and have some guy that doesn't know what he's doing running it? Just wondering.
That's right. Okay, so I'm trying to get this running, folks. So bear with me. Uh-oh. I don't know what that was.
The music starting again.
Yeah, that was on something else, though. I'm trying to get our live stream going, and this is not working out too good. I don't know where we are or what we're doing.
Where are we? What's happening?
For some reason, the live stream on YouTube just died.
Wow.
And I can't get it to. So I gotta see if I can get a new stream going here. That's the only thing I can do. So
the standby people, we're
standby.
Here. We
standby.
Are here.
We
and
are here.
While they're standing by, you know, that might be the time to get in the caller queue too, if they want to call in for a reading via phone, that old technology, the phone. And the number to call is 714-816-4628. And all you got to do is press the number 1 on your dial pad, because that lets us know you want to be in the air, and raises your skinny little alien arm into the air. And we'll bring you on live, and you can ask for a free tarot mini reading, or you can ask for a reading on even a bigger question if you want to, because today we're doing our Psychic Spin episode where we ask those really big questions. And so if you want to know what the meaning of life is, or if robots are taking over, or if that new hot guy in your life is really just an AI creation, you can ask those questions too.
Give us a call. And we're going to try to relaunch the live. We had some technical difficulties there, but we are relaunching the live here. All righty. So if you're watching us on YouTube, you can call into the show. And the number is 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through.
Yes. And if you are listening on YouTube, you can also ask questions right there in the chat room as well. You don't have to stand in line. You don't have to take a number. You don't have to ask, can I ask a question? Just ask your question. Remember, I don't know what I'm choking on here. Remember, the more specific the question, the more specific the answer. Or if you just want a general reading, say, pull a card for me. And we'll pull a card for you.
Okay.
Put in their big questions too for the psychic spin if you're in the chat room on YouTube and you have a big burning question that you've always wanted to know the answer to. We can pull cards on that as well. Or you might have a question about the Tarot Guild. You've got the President and VP right here. What are they the President and VP of? What is this the Tarot Guild thing all about? We can tell you all about it.
Awesome.
Or even just tarot questions, numerology questions, crystal questions, Reiki questions.
Hypnosis. Yeah, I was just double checking on YouTube on our channel, and I think it's listing two lives now, and I'm not sure if anybody's going to be able to figure out how to get to the show. This is the first time we've ever had this snafu happen with YouTube not functioning right, you know, but hopefully folks will find us. And if not, well, they can listen to the recording afterwards.
Yeah, you can always tune in later.
So this may be the shortest show in recorded history because there's no callers and no one in the chat room. So.
Wow. Well, that's okay.
Wow.
We can always talk about things.
What's your card of the day, Mary?
Yes.
Your
what is my card of the day?
Cards of the day.
I'm going to find out right now what they are because that's how prepared I am today. I'm like doing it on the fly, pulling a card for whatever reason. I just decided to do it from the Eternal Crystals Oracle deck, Jade Sky, with artwork by Jane Marin. And the card that comes up here, I love this kind of beautiful green background to it, but the card that comes up is really interesting. It's about moon cycles. It's moonstone, and about your crown chakra, about moon cycles, if you're somebody affected by the moon. And because it is moonstone, you know, we're also saying like this is a good day to pay attention to your intuition and pay attention to like where your emotions are at. You know, the moon affects the tides. I also feel it affects our emotions. You know, it's all tied in. Get it? Tied. See what I did there? Anyway, and the tarot card to go with that comes to us from Luigi Giammarino's Surrealist Tarot. I love this deck. It's another water card, though, the Four of Cups. So what is it that you're feeling, you know, sort of like, you know, with the Four of Cups, it's interesting. It's like we can kind of feel like we want more than what we have, you know. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting card. We can be, while we're focused, you know, on this, how we wish things were, what we wish we had, sometimes we can, like, not even see what's right in front of us. Sometimes the answer is right in front of us, or what we need to do to get to what we want is right in front of us, you know. And so if you're feeling that sort of like meh, you know, kind of apathetic, kind of like I'm not interested in anything being offered to me, I want something better, you know, remember to like you know, get practical about it, because if you want something better, you usually got to do something to make it happen. But that's what I got. How about you? What about your card of the day and the numbers today?
The
what
numbers.
Kind of day is this?
Well, I got the Two of Pentacles and supported by the Emperor card, which is for that structure. So looking at today's date, it's the 27th. 2 plus 7 is 9. So it is the end of a cycle. This is a really great day to literally and figuratively clear out the closets, right? And let me put those cards back up too. Here I've got the Radiant deck versions so people can see them a little clearer than, you know, here on the gold foil deck, which is shiny. And the entire date reduces to 3, creativity. Ooh, it's 11-11 on my computer. Just had to mention that. Whenever I see 11-11, you know. Anyway, it's a 3 date. So creativity and communication, that 9 from the 27, 9 is also part of that 369 creativity and communication subgroup of numbers. And so what I'm getting with the Two of Pentacles is to be creative with your finances today and try to think outside the box a little bit here. And as you are balancing or juggling your finances as presented there in that Two of Pentacles, you know, think about, you know, how can you be creative with that? And then, of course, the Emperor comes in to say, hey, you know, work on foundations and structure. So there you go. That's basically what I got, Mary.
Wow. So we both got like 4 cards. That's interesting.
Yeah. Structure again.
Weird.
It keeps slipping in there, you know.
Yeah. I love structure.
But yeah, you know, and that's fan. Another thing too, is where, you know, with the 9 energy clearing out things, and you know, what can you let go of basically, and as you're looking at your finances, that might be part of it as well, you know. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, you know, Michelle Metheny found her way into the chat room. She's the only one. So there's someone in there. Oh wait, Chaley is there. I don't know if I'm probably butchering that name. Chaley. Chaley.
Chaley. Chaley. I don't know. That's a pretty name though.
I love that. Yeah. So if anybody wants us to pull a card for them, just say, hey, please pull a card for me in the chat. And if you have a specific question, type it in there, like Mary was telling us earlier in the show as we were trying to fix the technical difficulties. But don't forget, you can call in 714-816-4628. So yes. Before we go any further, going on, well, you know, we lost the Queen of Rock and Roll, Mary.
Oh, I know.
Tina. And,
Tina Turner.
So, you know.
The legend.
Oh, my God. You know, I mean, she was the soundtrack of my life, you know. Beyond Thunderdome. I love that. Oh, God. We don't need another hero.
That Proud was Mary. Favorite.
Proud Mary. Oh, absolutely. And you know, when we lose the great.
And those legs. My God.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the Queen of Legs, too. You know, when we lose anybody, I go ahead and I do their numerology. And so this weekend, either later today or possibly Sunday, I got so much going on with workshops and everything. You'll see in just a minute because I got slides for those, too. But there's so much going on this weekend, but I'm trying to get out this short video where I'm going to go through Tina's numerology, Tina in the numbers, you know, but
cool.
here on the show, you know, I'm going to make y'all wait for the video to come out this weekend. But just as a little teaser, her life path is a 5, Mary, and it makes so much sense. It makes perfect sense.
Oh, my gosh.
It's that adventurous energy, that high energy number 5, it is perfect. And then, of course, the downside, the chaos number, you know, she had enough of that in her life too, right? But
yeah,
it's so funny. Even before I did her numerology, Mary, I said to myself, oh, she's got to have 5s in her chart. And sure enough, she does. She's got actually a couple of 5s. Her power name, you know, when Ike came up with Tina Turner, because she was born Anna Mae Bullock. When he came up with Tina Turner, that changed the energy to 5 with her name to match her life path. And then it just was high energy from that point on, right?
Wow.
Just
that happens, like when you change your name.
Exactly.
Wow.
Well, it's the only thing we have control over. You know, it's like, okay, in astrology, it's you were born at a certain time on a certain day, and the stars above you were, you know, this, and that's where they get the natal chart, and it doesn't change. Same thing in numerology. You know, they give you your birth certificate name. It's literally printed on your birth certificate and the date you were born. You can't change those. But most people don't go by their full birth name, right? You know, especially entertainers. Like in my course, I use Elton John as an example. You know, his name was Reginald, you know? And that we have control over that. You know, we can shorten our name. You know, Daniel goes by Danny, you know, and things like that. And then married names, people get married, that changes the energy too. It's really neat to look at all this stuff. So be on the lookout later this weekend for my, hit the wrong button there. I'm all over the place here. I'm just, there we go. That
it's a
we're back to Tina. I kept hitting the wrong button. Sorry, folks. God, I got to do a lot of editing on this one. But yeah, be on the lookout this weekend for my video, and I'll go into like all 9 of her numbers in her chart. And also tomorrow is Magic Universe, and Sharona is having on tarot author Sasha Graham once again. They're going to be talking about Tarot of the Witch's Garden. So tune in for that. It's 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And then after her show, it's going to be, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. We're doing a free workshop, panel discussion on to reverse or not, how to use or not use reversals.
Right.
And there's going to be a whole bunch of us there hanging out and giving our opinion and just, you know, talking about tips and tricks and methods, what we do, how we use reversals, how we don't use reversals. Do you need to use reversals? Yeah, we're going to be tackling all that tomorrow right after Sharona's Magic Universe show. And it's going to be live via Zoom. Everybody is invited. Just go over to thetarotguild.com. You'll see this banner, click on it, and you can get the Zoom link, okay? Also, you'll see a banner for the Magic Universe show, the same banner, and you can click on it at thetarotguild.com and get all the information to listen into Sharona's show tomorrow with Sasha. Always great. It's always great when Sasha's on. So there you go, folks. That's the stuff coming up. I just wanted to announce that real quick. Okay. Oh, cool. People are finally finding us in the chat. Speaking of Sharona, Tarot by Sharona. Hi, Dax and Mary. I was on the other YouTube chat room. Yes, I'm sorry about that, Sharona, and to everybody else that had to find their way back over here. We had to restart. I guess it started and is functioning, I guess, on YouTube, but it's not functioning on our side here. So we had to end it and restart it and all. So we apologize for the technical difficulties. YouTube threw us a monkey wrench there. So who's all in there? Ren found her way back. Hi, Ren. Ellie the Moonchild's in here.
Hi, Ellie.
Borders rule.
Charlotte.
Yay. Charlotte says, I want to change my name to something that means, quote, you will always have a veritable plethora of money, unquote.
Ooh, cash.
Well,
it
you know,
cash. I don't know.
You know, it sounds funny, but in reality, you could do that. In fact, that's what numerologists do. When you want a particular,
yes.
You know, one of the many things they do. So clients will come to them when they're expecting, and they want to run various name combinations to see what the numbers come out to be, or when they want to name a business so that it comes out to that 8 abundance energy, you know. And Charlotte, you could do the same thing. You could pick, you know, a lot of us, we're talking about the stage names, you know, of performers, but also tarot readers have stage names, you know, Tarot by Dax, you know, things like that.
Pterodactyl.
We never did the numerology on that, you know, but the thing is, you could do that, Charlotte. You could find a name that brings out that 8 abundance energy, you know, so I decided to throw that out there. Let's see. And we've got Yusra and Sunlight, L-I-T-E. Hi, everybody.
Cool.
Yes.
Hey.
And so if you missed the beginning of the show, we let everybody know that, you know, if you want us to pull a card for you, just tell us in the chat. You know, you can say, hey, please pull a card for me. But you might have a specific question, so go ahead and type the specific question. No, you don't have to get on the list or anything. Just put it in the chat. Or, hey, call into the show. And let's see, do we have any? Oh, we got some callers coming in now, 714-816-4628. We do have a question. Let's see, Chally that we were talking about earlier, Mary. She requests that we pull a card. So, alrighty.
Just a general.
Just a general, yeah. Go ahead, Mary, pull a card. I'm going to do some shuffling here.
Okay, I will pull a card actually from the Eternal Crystals Oracle Cards by Jade Sky. Again, gorgeous imagery by Jane Marin. And the card and crystal comes up for you. Okay, so this is interesting. It's one of my favorite stones, black tourmaline. And for this, you know, it actually says the word smudging on it. Okay. And look, you know, that can mean different things. You might think like, what, smudging with crystals? I don't understand. I've never heard of that. And, you know, look, we can talk about that later. But yeah, so what we're talking about with black tourmaline, yeah, the root chakra. So anything that's like, you know, what makes you feel secure, what makes you feel centered, grounded, like I can handle it, you know, I'm not going to get knocked over by anything, you know, like emotionally or you know, just mentally even. But the idea of smudging, so cleansing, you know, can be done in a lot of different ways. Yeah, you know, you can burn sage or incense. I like dragon's blood personally. But, you know, it's saying that, like, we've got to let go of, I mean, no, we want the funk if it's like, you know, Parliament Funkadelic or James Brown kind of funk, right? That's good funk, right? But we don't want the funk that makes us just feel stuck where everything's a struggle. Where it's a struggle to like get up and go do the thing and even get dressed, get out of your bathrobe. Mary, get out of your bathrobe. I know. But yeah, wearing a sweater today is great. It's progress. Let go of that. You know, find a way. So if you're into smudging, great. If you have black tourmaline around or you're into crystals and want to get one, that's a good stone. It's also a great stone for you know, keeping around your computer so you're not affected by electronic frequency, you know, stuff as well. But whatever it is, even just taking a cleansing bath and intentionally saying like, okay, I'm cleansing my aura, I'm cleansing my energy, I'm letting go of the funk so I can like have that energy that I need to do things and it doesn't feel like such a trudge to do it. But let's see what Dax is getting. Do you have anything?
Well,
exciting?
I got a different message coming in. Mine's about love and romance. And Callie, if you're thinking or wondering about that, the Hierophant card together with the Four of Wands. And when you get those two cards together,
well,
wedding reception and ceremony.
Totally. I mean, so, exactly, right?
So if you're wondering about that, you know, is that going to happen? It's a big fat yes. That's what's coming through. And if that makes no sense to you at all, I'm sorry, but that's what's coming through. So I'm just throwing that out there. And we're going to go to the phone lines in just a second. We got people popping in left and right at 714-816-4628. Go ahead and call in, folks. Press one on your dial pad as soon as you get through. But Sunlight wants us to pull a card or so.
I think you go first.
Yes. Is there something reunion with my friend in the near future? Okay. So will there be the reunion? All right. So I've got the Queen of Swords and she is facing on this side of her. Yeah. The Four of Cups, you know, I'm getting a lot of four cards, which is one of the cards of the day. And so I'm getting a lot of structure and foundations cards here and the Empress card after that, which also it is the three energy today, creativity and communication. So it's yes, yes, no. So two yeses, one no, I'm going with the yes. The reunion's going to happen, but you're going to have to get a little creative about it. Mary, what about you? You see anything about will the reunion happen for Sunlight and her friend?
Will the reunion happen? You know, it's really interesting. I feel like, you know, it gets a little wacky. You know, it's like the first thing that comes up is a Two of Wands. I'm using the Surrealist deck again by Luigi Giammarino, a deck out of Low Star Bale from like last year or so. But the Two of Wands to me is saying like, okay, it could go either way. And what comes up first is the Seven of Cups. So it's like, does this get delayed? I'm wondering, right? Because the Seven of Cups, yeah, it can be a card of a lot of different options, a lot of different ways to approach it, but also procrastination, you know, and like indecision. So like, yeah, we're going to get together, but maybe your friend, who could be the Knight of Wands here, you know, it's not quite like, you know, figured out like when the best time for that is. And then also the Ten of Swords is above everything else. So that may be weighing down on the situation and maybe what causes delays. Maybe something has to be like, maybe they're going through something that they just, you know, they just went through it and something ended in a way that didn't like feel that great. The Ten of Swords, you know, Ten Swords sticking in somebody's back. The idea of backstabbing, being undermined also comes up with that. But I am with the Ace of Wands.
Oh.
So like there's going to be that opportunity to get together. It just may not be on the same timetable that you're thinking of right at the moment. So that's what I get.
Oh, okay. And that makes sense, you know, when you were saying about, you know, someone not being happy and then I had the Four of Cups, which is about, you know, apathy, not being happy about something.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go to the phone lines. The caller that's been waiting the longest, area code 651. Are you there, caller? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I have a question about a dream I had. And
Cool.
I met... I met, I don't know if I'd call him a god or a spirit or something, in the stars, like black sky with stars, and he was up there, and he was made of light, and he was very non-judgmental about, like, religion and stuff, because I was asking about religion, and he was like, you know, there's none of that here. There is no religion. That's what he told me. So I'm like, I'm just wondering if there's any more of a message or anything you could, like, dig deeper so I can understand more.
Okay, let's take a look at that and just see what comes up with it. No religion, too. It's like that John Lennon song, right? You know, and so what is the... Yeah, I think that there's more of a message here. You know, the main focus card that comes up is the Five of Wands, you know, and that can be when there's conflict, you know, or, you know, it's even can be a card of competition, you know. So, you know, it's saying, like, all right, look, you know, within, you know, in any type of conflict that you're going to deal with, we have the Ace of Cups that, like, look for that opportunity to love and to grow, because we have the Empress card right underneath it. And, you know, that can be a card of growth, creativity, nurturing. And we end with the Temperance card, you know, and so it's almost like saying, like, yeah, you know, try to look for, you know, the opportunity to grow from those kind of struggles. And since it's centered on religion in the dream that you had, you know, the World card comes up in the past position, you know, so it may just be saying that, like, look, you know, on Earth, on the world, yeah, you've got all these different interpretations, you know, that wind up becoming religion of what the divine is about, if it exists, etc. And but the person in your dream is saying, like, it's not about religion up here. And the Temperance card is the ultimate message, saying that, like, okay, now you've seen, you're aware of both circumstances, the microcosm and the macrocosm, I guess, you know. And maybe this dream was about helping you to, like, stay centered in that, especially, like, oh my God, you know, these days, you know, like, back in the old days, it was, like, not polite to talk about religion and certain politics and those kind of things. But now everybody's saying all kinds of things about it and, you know, not caring how people feel, if they're hurting their feelings or not. You know, there's a lot of that going on. And so maybe you're going to, you know, encounter those kind of conflicts or be witness to them. And it's showing you a way to, like, you know, find the middle ground and find the love, you know, and to grow from it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But that's just what I got. Let's see what Dax is getting.
Well, thank you.
Oh, right along with, you know.
You're welcome.
Right along with the same thing that, you know, Mary was saying. And it's just, don't lose yourself in it. I got the High Priestess, which is connected with the moon and your dreams, and the Queen of Wands. So, you know, maintain your independence and, you know, stick to your passions, you know. So don't get lost in that when you're trying to maybe not collaborate, but cooperate with other people, you know, and see their point of view, but then don't lose your own. That's the message I was getting.
Okay.
So I hope that helps you out. Thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you.
All righty. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Christiana. And, oh, we lost some of our callers. I don't know what happened. Call back in, folks. 714-816-4628. If you're listening to us, or rather watching us on YouTube, and you're in the chat there, you know, you can call into the show too. 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. We do have one caller here. Oh, I think they're calling back in. Good. Okay. The caller that's waiting the longest is 801, area code 801. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey,
801.
Jackson. Mary, this is Charlotte from Utah.
Hey.
Oh, it's Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
Yeah. And, of course, there's going to be background noise for a moment because my dogs always get really excited when I start.
I'm not hearing anything.
That's
fine.
A miracle because you have ears like a bat, I swear. That's not an insult. It's just like you have incredibly sensitive ears to background noise. But I haven't talked
I don't
to you
hear a thing.
Forever. So, well, they're quiet now.
Yeah.
So I haven't talked to you guys for forever, and I'm like, I'm calling in this week because I got to talk to my friends. And I also...
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I know I've asked this question before, so, but my Swiss cheese brain needs a reminder. Am I going to get off my booty and get stuff done this summer? I mean, I've started on a couple of things, making progress, but there's other things that I need to get started on that I'm totally procrastinating, and I need to know if I'm going to find the energy, the, I don't even know what to call it, to do it, to just get up and get started on it. Because it seems like once I get started on something, I've been sticking with it, which is, you know, kind of odd for me because I'm a famous starter and less of a finisher, if that makes sense.
Well, that's the key. Getting going is the key, you know. And the central focus card I got was the Ten of Wands, Charlotte. You are making progress. You're making slow, steady progress towards your goal out in the distance there. You might be a little overburdened because that is the card of, you know, overburden. I also did get the Seven of Cups, which is a lot of different possibilities coming in and kind of some confusion possibly, you know. This card also sometimes comes up when we are confused or not seeing things clearly. Things are, you know, there's all these different roads we could go down, and some of them are, you know, more fantasy than reality. But, yeah. But, you know, I got the Two of Wands, you know, you're looking at where you should be going, and the Wheel of Fortune comes in and says, yeah, you're going to be able to make progress in summer. You know, I mean, that's a big fat yes card there. In fact, God, these are all yes cards except for the Sevens. That's the interesting thing is that the spread I did, it's bookended with the Seven of Cups I just was talking about. And then on the other side is the Seven of Pentacles on the other side, reevaluating everything. And, you know, this could be an indication that that's what, you know, you kind of need to look at. But it could also be the opposite too, because I know you. And it's like, you know, too much evaluating and reevaluating, and then you're stuck in that and not moving forward.
Yes. And that's the hump that I need to get over. That is the actual hump that I need to get over. Is because, like, when you were talking about feeling overwhelmed, I'm like, you know, my hand went up. Yep, that's me. And so.
Yeah.
Maybe concentrate on one
side of
it.
Procrastination is a big thing, though.
Yeah. Well,
but
true.
The Wheel of Fortune comes in and says, you can do it, Charlotte.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
You just move forward. You just
this.
Go for it, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see what Mary's getting, though. Maybe she's getting some more
For sure.
Insight.
Yeah, so I pulled a card from the Chakra Insight Oracle. I happen to love this deck by somebody. I don't know. Somebody really great. Somebody, Karen Sangster. No, sorry, Karen. Karen with a C-A-R-Y-N.
Mm.
kind of interesting. Anyway, so I pulled one card. Look, it's the action card. Look at that dancer and look at those words. I don't know if you can read those words, but let me read them for you. Movement, perseverance, discipline, motivation. This is a root chakra card, right? And look, you know, you need to just pick something, right? If there's all these things that you say that you've been procrastinating on, this card is about picking something and deciding, picking something that you want to change, you know, and saying like, okay, I'm just going to start doing it. I'm just going to begin the process. You can't get overwhelmed by all the little tiny details before you even start to work, or what the end result might be, or how's this going to go, or can I do it, or will I, you know, no, just take action. Figure out at least one thing that you've been putting off that you do want to change, and figure out what the first action you can take is. What can you do to get that ball rolling? You know, well, you know, I've got to, you know, whatever it is, you know, it's like you can't build a house without a blueprint. You can't, you know, but you can take action of making a blueprint if that's what right. it is. If it's something that requires planning, start the plan. Get out your pen and paper, or, you know, make recordings on your phone, you know, of like, you know, start taking some action. And that's going to make a difference. And when you look, at the dancer on the card, and you look at the dancer, you know, it's like when I look at dancers, because dance is a big part of my existence. You know, I always look for that commitment, you know, and, you know, do they take that step like they mean it? Do they move their hand like they mean it? Or are they not sure and they're just kind of half-assing it, as we say?
Right.
Be certain. You know, in whatever action you take, but take action and you're going to get there. You're going to get something done. And I think you're going to feel good about that. So that's what I have. Thanks for the question, Charlotte. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, and you call in anytime you want, Charlotte.
Do I just, you know, sometimes like to give other people a turn. Sometimes I feel like I take up more than my share sometimes. But, I do love you guys, and I am seriously, the words you said to me today are the exact words I needed to hear. So thank you for that.
Oh, good.
Well, good. That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear happen. That's what we hope happens.
Yeah.
Yes, and, you know, your situation actually is very similar to mine, Charlotte, and what, you know, especially this last week, I've been doing a lot of thinking about things, and you know, the real secret is to force yourself to focus in on just the one thing and nothing else for the foreseeable future. And then once you've gotten to your goal, if you want to bring other things in and start focusing on something else, fine. But just pick the one thing. It almost doesn't matter what it is. It matters more that you just pick the one thing, Charlotte. This summer, that's all I'm doing. I'm focusing on that. Every YouTube video I look at, every radio show I listen to, every book I read, everything is going to be only about that one thing and moving forward with accomplishing that. Thanks, Charlotte.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys.
I'll see you in the chat room in just a second. Because Charlotte's in the chat. Bye.
Awesome.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend there. Oh, and while we are looking at some of these questions, and I got to check the chat again here and our phone calls, because of the technical issues in the beginning there, we didn't quite start out the way we wanted to. We wanted to give all of you in the chat the opportunity to pop in. You know, this is our Psychic Spin segment, last Saturday of the month show. So if you have something you'd like us to pull cards on, now, this is in addition to your personal questions that you're asking right now about your life and stuff like that. This is a big question. Something in the news or a, a, a current event that's going on or has happened.
The meaning of life.
Or the big questions like that. Yes, if there's something you've always wanted to ask the universe, we will use the tarot and ask the tarot to reveal to us the information that you're seeking. So, you know,
yes.
Pop in there. All you growing old with purpose in there. Hey, Rosie. So everybody, you know, Sharona and Rosie and Charlotte and Ellie and Ren and, you know, Chaley and just Michelle, everybody in there, pop it in the chat. Let us know what you'd like us to pull cards on in regards to one of these big universal questions, you know. How does the universe work? You know, the law of attraction. Are there ghosts? Are robots taking over the world? You know, something in the news or a current event. Yeah, big stuff, right, Mary?
Yes, the big.
So we're going to give a few minutes, and you know, the time's rapidly going. So try to get some ideas in there. Sharona, Charlotte, where is everybody? Here's one from Rosie.
Mm.
Will humankind understand climate change in time?
Before it's too late.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people want to know the answer to that one, right?
Hmm. So pop all that in there. We'll give a couple minutes here. See if we get anything that there's a consensus, or we'll go with Rosie's maybe. Michelle says, am I able to speak to deceased relative? Well, yeah, of course. Just start talking and you can speak to them.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. She's asking if we, you know,
yeah.
But I'm not a medium, Mary.
Right. Yeah. Oh, No, it's not the same as talking to your, you know, loved ones who have crossed over, passed on to the other side. But I do have the messages from heaven, communication cards by Jackie Newcomb. I love this deck, except for the back design. Way sucks. Really
yeah.
Sucks. It would have been terrific without the title in there, without the words. It's like gorgeous. But anyway, so you want a message from somebody in particular, or
Michelle,
just, you know, anyone out there kind of question.
Who is it that you wanted a message from? Is there someone specific, Michelle? I'm looking in the chat right now.
And also just hold that name in your heart, you know, in your mind, in your consciousness, while I pull a card from the messages from heaven communication cards. And
Grandmother Dorothy.
Her what?
Grandmother Dorothy.
Grandmother Dorothy. You know, it's interesting. There's poppies on this card. I don't know if she was getting it. It's Memorial Day weekend, too, which is pretty wild. But the message is, tune into the rhythm of nature. Let us connect together there. Did you have any connection to grandma and like gardening, flowers, anything like that? Was she into nature at all? And do you, when's the last time you've gotten out in nature? You might have a cool experience happen. Like if you go.
That is a neat message.
Yeah. Isn't it weird though, the poppies and it's Memorial Day weekend? But that's what I thought. Did you pull anything for her?
No. No, I'm going to leave it right there, Mary.
Okay, then I'm back.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to leave it right there. It's interesting, too, because the last time I was over at the Post, they were doing the poppies for me.
Oh, the little flower
thingies, you know.
Yeah.
So there was a question back here from SD, and he wants to know can I get a government job this year? Okay.
So you go.
Yeah. So this looks like a pretty much just a yes, no kind of question here. Okay. So what I'm getting for you, SD, is that this is not the right year for this. okay? I'm getting like four out of, is that right? Yeah, four out of five, no on that. The only positive card at all was the Chariot card, you know. What it looks like is I've got like the Knight of Pentacles, and the Knight of Pentacles is going in the direction of the King of Swords here. And we've got the Queen of Cups, you know, lots of court cards. Now, the central focus is the Nine of Wands. It's not that you don't have the skills and the abilities. It's just the timing is off, and it's going to require you to make some headway with the officials, the person in charge here. And here's you are the Knight of Pentacles coming in to the King of Swords. And the Knight of Pentacles is the slowest moving of the knights, but he's making slow, steady progress. So if you continue to work on things, remember, we're practically halfway through the year. So it's only like 6-7 months until we get into the next year, and I think that that's when it's going to happen. What about you, Mary? Did you get anything for SD?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of seeing delays for
delays.
A lot of fours, too, weirdly enough. So the Four of Cups comes up first, once again, that card. You know, and so it's almost like, you know, do you get overlooked this time, you know, or do they, you know, does it not happen? And the Four of Swords comes up, and a lot of times that's like a period of like rest, you know, so there may be this sense of like nothing happening. And the last four is the Four of Wands, where I think like, okay, it all comes together and it happens. So, yeah, maybe not on, you know, the timetable you would like, but I think that, yeah, you're going to get that government job.
Yeah, I think that was
those benefits.
You know, when I got the Chariot card, I had that strong feeling like he's going to get it, just not on his timetable. It's going to be
later.
At least six months.
Yeah.
I want to look back here and see if I miss anything. Michelle said, I'd love a card or two. And Ren. I'm going to go with Ren first because I saw Ren's first before, even though Michelle's was before Ren's, I saw Ren first, and I already pulled cards and I was thinking of Ren at the time. So this message is for Ren. Just a general pull, Mary, you want me to go or do you want to go first?
Oh, I can just pull something generally.
Just some
real quick.
I got a card for her.
Let me pull it. Chakra Insight card.
Ooh,
it is
the Chakra Insights today.
I do, really. It's a great deck. But so what comes up is pulling a card for you. Wow. You know, it's another root chakra card. There's something about everybody's root chakra today too, and that feeling of, you know, that feeling of like being secure and, you know, comfortable and centered and grounded. But this one actually comes up around the material side of that. So it's like belongings, finances, assets, and treasures even. So I feel like you're supposed to be paying like attention to that, to the things that you possess that belong to you, whether that's like finances or whether those are, you know, items or something. It's something around that and making sure the things are in the right place of where they're supposed to be, you know, secure, you know. So that might be something, you know, did you lose something? That's what I would think. Like, is there something that you lost that's not in its right place? That's the only downside I could think of that card. But where are you getting that?
Oh, awesome. Okay. Oh, I didn't know you'd turn your camera off because I'm watching the other one that has a slight delay. Let's see. So for Ren, okay, so I'm getting the Queen of Pentacles with the Hermit card. All right. So you need to be shining your wisdom for other people and adopting that nurturing the Queen of Pentacles I always think of as the mom card. So it's about that nurturing energy. You want to be nurturing other people and shining your wisdom on them. And then through that comes abundance quickly. The Eight of Wands. Eight is abundance in numerology. And things happen quickly when the Eight of Wands shows up. So that's the message I am getting for you, Ren, is that that's what you're supposed to be doing, helping other people and, you know, with your already with your skills and abilities. And then Michelle had asked, I'd love a card or two, please. So I'm going to pull some cards.
Oh, awesome.
Let's see. Okay. Remember I said it's the 27th. 2 plus 7 is 9. It's that 9 energy. The end of a cycle. What can you let go of? Oh, it's interesting too, Mary. When I was talking about that way back, I can see that Michelle put, we're cleaning out a shed, which is exactly what I was talking about. But the message coming through for you, Michelle, is the Two of Cups and the Ten of Swords. So what relationship or friendship or something like that is no longer serving you that you need to let go of? That's the message coming through. What about you, Mary? Do you have any messages for Michelle?
Yes, I do. And just kind of keeping with this groove I'm in with these Chakra Insight Oracle cards. I don't know what's going on with these today. They're just like, work with me, work with me. Sometimes decks speak to you, you know, So this is actually, finally, we get a move up from the root chakra right up into our solar plexus. And it's talking about empowerment, self-discipline, reliability, fulfillment. Those are the things that can come up with the solar plexus chakra. But this card in particular is about responsibility. And what is it that you are responsible for? Maybe for something that grows, or maybe it's time to plant something so that it can grow. If you look at the imagery, if that little plant is being taken care of. And, you know, also because it's a solar plexus, you know, think of ways in which you can shine the light for others. You know, that's like our inner sun, right? Our solar plexus. And also, you know, do you feel, you know, that brightness? You know, and if you don't, it might be time to kind of take a look at why you don't. And is it that you've taken on too many responsibilities and they're kind of weighing you down and dimming your light? So I would think about all that and be well. You know, I think, you know, it's just things to consider and lighten your load if you can.
Yeah.
You don't want to let anything dim your shine.
So Ren says, thank you so much, love and light. I hope that helped you out, Michelle. Michelle also said about her grandmother, Dorothy. I've never met, but I've always had a connection to her.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then I'm looking for the, where was the questions again here?
For the psychic spin?
Yeah.
It's time.
I'm trying to, yeah, we're going to go over a little bit, folks, because we got a false start, you know, it's a little slow start there. But where, I'm trying to find the one, the first one we got, and I think that was from Charlotte.
It was about climate change, that one.
Yeah. And there's other ones in here too.
Something.
Yeah, and I'm just not finding it. I don't know what happened to it. Whoever it was in chat, you know, that put in about the climate change thing, can you re-put that in? I don't see. Hold on a second.
Like, will humans figure it out before it's too late? I think that's the question.
Yeah, and then
the climate change.
Then Charlotte said, will we as a population ever start seeing the world as all one humankind rather than seen in colors. Does that make any sense?
Like a global thing where we're all like, hey, we're cool.
Yeah.
You know, globalization, maybe, you know, but like a global consciousness around differences,
mm-hmm.
otherness.
I think
that
it was
kind of thing.
Rosie that had put that other, the first question in. Ellie also
yes.
has a question. She has a chat topic. There's a platform out there where you do a virtual tarot reading in a room, quote unquote, with up to six people using a virtual deck. It's really neat. Thoughts on tarot going tech? And I said, oh, wow, you got to show me that tarot tech, Ellie. That's a great idea. I think we should hold that for maybe next month so we have time to go and experience it ourselves and then pull cards on
yeah.
it. Yeah. But meanwhile, for this week, I don't know.
And last month we did the thing on how AI might affect tarot deck.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Tarot
so
business.
This is
fits
a nice
right in with that.
Carry. Yeah. It kind of carries the topic on.
Segue.
But it's different. It's
yeah.
a nice segue, but it's different. Yeah. So I'm sorry, Rosie. Your question is, I don't see it in the chat. I've gone up and down the chat like eight times now, and it's disappeared. I'm thinking we should just go with what Charlotte's asking about the, you know, will we ever come together as man or not mankind?
As humankind.
Yeah, let's do that one. And then Rosie, you know, put your question back in again about the, what was it about again, Mary? I lost it.
Climate change and
climate
will
change.
We figure it out
something
before
like,
it's too late?
Yeah, and then we'll maybe do that one next
in time
too.
Right.
You know,
so
one of these times.
But Charlotte's question, are we going to get beyond race? I guess is kind of what the question was. Race, any kind of differences, like do we come together and not be all divisive over those
yeah.
kind of those kind of things.
We're doing this.
Yeah. I can tell you what I got.
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, so I feel like, and there always is, right, you know, movement on these issues. You know, we have the Knight of Wands. You know, but the thing about the Knight of Wands energy is not like, if it ever settles, I think it would take a long time for that to happen. And we end with the Hermit card, right? You know, so with the Hermit, I feel like, you know, there's always going to be the sense of like the insight is still going to be needed, you know? So even if there was like kind of a global consciousness around this, and you could say easily that there already is, when you look at a lot of the programs like the UN and, you know, larger, you know, organizations and countries, you know, these are topics always being discussed, you know, and there is that movement that we see with the Knight of Wands. But then, you know, we have the Knight of Wands. We have also the Queen of Cups. We have also the Queen of Wands. And we have the Two of Wands. And so I think that there's always going to be people splitting off in different directions around that. You know, you can't, what do they say? You can't legislate thought, right?
Yeah.
So you can make laws that, you know, make it, that are enforceable, that make it illegal to, say, discriminate on the basis of color, skin, gender, whatever. But that doesn't mean that those people with those thought processes are just going to disappear at some point. You know, I feel like that's, there's more, so much more to learn and so much more work to do with that Hermit card and saying like, hey, we gotta go deeper. That's going to take a lot of contemplation. There are people that are going to be like off on their own, regardless of what's supposed to be happening globally. So that's what I get. What about you, Dex? What are you getting on this? Something hopefully more nice.
Not really. Not really. I mean, I got the, I did a 5-card yes, no. And then I also, when I was shuffling and cutting, got the card, the Heart of the Matter card. And the Heart of the Matter card is the 9 of Wands. Again, it fits in perfectly with today being the 27th, that 9 energy, letting go and the end of a cycle. So what this is telling me, the heart of the matter is that certain things need to end before this can happen. And people have to let go of their prejudices and things like that. We're ready for it. You know, you got all the staves lined up behind them there. You know, generally when I get this card, I know that they have the skills and abilities to do what they want to do, or they are prepared in some way. So I feel this is telling me, you know, that we're ready for it, but we're not really ready. In other words, it's not really happening. Something has to end and a new cycle has to begin. And I kind of know what that is, but I don't know if I want to verbalize it, but I probably will in a minute. But the Heart of the Matter card is the Knight of Pentacles comes back up. Remember, I just got this card earlier, and it's, you know, slow, steady progress. Just what you were saying, Mary. We have the United Nations. You know, we're making slow, steady progress towards that ultimate goal. We even have a lot of change. Here's the Knight of Swords. A lot of change is happening very, very quickly right now, and it could be leaning that way, but there are some people that still have their head stuck in the sand. They don't want to, you know, take the blindfold off. They don't want to decide to go down one direction or the other, you know. It's happening, but it's happening piecemeal. The Six of Pentacles is, you know, he's giving the alms to the poor, but he's meeting them out. You know, they're like, you know, just a little here and a little there. And, you know, the six is that energy of, you know, nurturing and, you know, getting to that point at some point. But I feel like it's just, you know, drip, 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 you know. And then the King of Swords shows up. And as soon as I looked at that, it's like, yeah. I mean, as long as there are kings and queens, principalities, governments,
yeah,
you know, separated by fake borders that we make up, you know, as long as that's there, it's going to be really difficult, you know, for the whole world to come together. And that takes us all the way back to our Heart of the Matter card, you know, where something has to end. All of that has to end, you know, and I just feel like it's, even though things are happening quickly with that Knight of Swords, you know, lots of change, technical innovations, the swords are thoughts and ideas. Often swords cards are talking about, you know, technology and technological innovations. The world's coming together more because of that and the internet and everything. It looks like it's happening fast, Mary, and it looks like it's going to, you know, any day now. I think it's a lot farther off than we think.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, that's so interesting, you know, that you point out that about the tech, you know, because it's like, I was reading this thing about, you know, one of the things that they are trying to work out with AI is like what people look like, you know. They have AI create like the perfect woman and the perfect male, you know, the perfect man, the perfect woman, you know, these male, female body types or whatever. And it's like they don't quite look human, you know. They're like so unrealistic, and like how that affects everybody and skin color, yeah, and skin color and all of that. So I mean, even our technology has these biases built into it, you know. And I think that's got to be shifted somehow in order for tech to help us with this.
Right, and Rosie's got the perfect thing here. Oh, real quick, Frida made it in. Hi, Frida. Welcome back. Rosie said, and this is perfect, Mary, because this is what you and I were talking about in the green room before we went live. She says, there's more unity going on out there than we're aware of because there's very loud, active, diversive minority movements, you know, at the extremes. That's exactly what you and I were talking about.
Yeah.
So the quiet majority is in the center. We already don't care what the other person's doing. Live your life, you know. We're already not racist. You know, it's the extremes, you know, the white supremacists over here. And on the left, the crazy wackos on the left, you know, that have gone too far in the other direction. You know, the reality is in the middle here, you know, and a lot of us have already made peace with this and we're colorblind already. And something else I wanted to mention about that is, you know, like a lot of Europe, that's already happened, but there's the holdout places, and you know we always think of the other countries, and yes, it is true. Like the Middle East, that's going to be like one of the last holdouts, because they're so entrenched in their ideology. But you know who of the first world countries, you know who the real big holdout? It's not going to be China. It's not going to be Europe or anything that you think. It's going to be the United States. We are going to be the last holdout of this going global, because we have the nutcases on the far right.
Yes. We've got, you know.
A country of freedom, except we don't want freedom. We want the 19 these people want to take us back to the 1950s and slavery and segregation and everything else.
It's insane. I think we just have too many people, you know.
And in general, you know, 8 billion people.
Yeah.
Somebody was talking about, you know, TikTok and it was a YouTube influencer, and was talking about, you know, TikTok and you know, that possibly being banned and all that kind of stuff like that. And I wrote to him and I said, I don't care, you know, I don't use TikTok, and on a daily basis only 30.8 million people do you realize that is 0.32% of the population of the world, 8 billion people? And he agreed with me. He said, we think it matters because it's loud right now and it's in the news, but it doesn't matter. Only 30 million.
Didn't India do that like 3 years ago? They got rid of TikTok and immediately, you know, all these new platforms came up, you know, even ones that like completely copied TikTok. And it's like, next thing you know, they're up to like 34 million viewers. So it's like these things come and go all the time. It just seems like a big deal in the moment, but like 10 years from now, it'll be like MySpace, right? Remember Tom, everybody's friend on MySpace?
I don't even remember MySpace. It's been so long, you know? And 30 million sounds like a lot.
That's nothing.
And it's in the mind because it's in the news. But really, when only 30 million people are using a platform on a daily basis, I'm not saying how many people are signed up. I mean, how many people are actually using it? They said
active users,
30.8 million out of 8 billion people, or just the population of the United States, you know, 330 to 350 million people in the U.S. So less than 10% or 1%. Is that 1%?
Yeah.
Less than 1%. You know, it's like, what?
Yeah.
Or 10%.
Like, this doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that brings us to the end of the show. We need to get out of here. We're, you know, 15 minutes over, but we apologize for all the technical difficulties in the beginning of the show there. And if we didn't get your call today, remember, you can call in tomorrow for Sharona's show and join us in the chat room on the Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com. You'll be able to listen to the show. Awesome sauce.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Bye, Mary.
Bye. Bye, Dad.
Good night, Mary Ellen.
Good night, Dad.
Oh,